We're in Siman Tav Reshit Beis of Gimel. The Mechaber says, Achal v'chazar v'achal, mish mitchilas achila rishona atzof achila achrona k'de achilas pras mitzdarfin v'im la v'im mitzdarfin. In order to be chayev for eating on Yom Kippur, you have to eat within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. But if it takes longer than that, then you would not be chayev. So depending on who you ask, how long that is, so consult the posek as to how long k'de achilas pras is. This is obviously, as we said, even less than that, it's still going to be usher to do. The nafkamina is for shiurim, for someone who's a chola, and therefore they're eating less than a shiur, so they would need to eat a grogas in less than the time, amount of time that it takes to, in more than the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. So that's how the posik would paskin on that time. Siv dalet, shiur chilas pras, yeshom rabbe beitzim, yeshom shalosh beitzim. Some say it's the time that it takes to eat three beitzim, some say it's the time that it takes to eat four beitzim. Mishnah Berurah says, on a dor rice, it would be machmir, and on the drabban we'd be mekel. So if hey hadamin and shir, hainel chiyav karis ochatas. That which we say that there's an amount which is required in order to be chayav, that's only for punishment. Avali surika b'chol shehu, even in eating a little bit, it's still prohibited. You just don't get a punishment for it. Sivab, achal achalim she'enim ruim l'achila, if you ate something which is not really edible, o she'achal achila gasa, k'go miyad, al'achila she'achal erev yom kippur, at she'katz b'mezono, or if you were already extremely full from your eating on erev yom kippur, you were so full, and then you eat some more, so in those cases, pater, those two cases you're pater, because that's not really called an achila, and therefore you're going to be pater. The Mishnah Berurah explains, what is something which is not royal achila? It's something which is so bitter, or so dried up, that it is not even edible at all. But those things which are really edible, just their usher to eat, like chalev or nevela or trefa, so for sure you're chayev on that on Yom Kippur also. Even though this is true, that achila gasa is going to be pater, or dvarim she'enim ruim achila are pater, the Mishnah Berurah says, mikol makom lechatchila, there's an iser even to eat achila gasa, and so too, things which are not right lechila, there's a le'achila, there is an iser midrabana lechachila not to eat those, and even a chatzi shir, again, all of these things, lechachila, you shouldn't put in your mouth, you shouldn't eat anything, even something which is not right lechila, the Mishnah Berurah says, should not be eaten midrabana. The Rama comments, v'im acham achalim v'vusam v'tubalam alachila, so chayv d'rav chalav v'sum mishchicha. Sometimes, even if you're already full, there are certain things that are still edible. So it really depends on the situation. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Hakol tayl fi mashu margash benafsho. Everything depends on the individual. How full really are they when they're going to eat more? Aser b'yom kippur litom davar lahaflit afilu atzei b'samim. The Rama adds, you're not allowed to put anything in your mouth, even if you're going to spit it out. Even atzei b'samim, so branches which have some sort of taste to them, which you don't eat, it's wood, so you don't eat the wood. Whether it's a cinnamon stick or something like that, you're just chewing it for the cinnamon purposes, so that would not be allowed to put in your mouth, because we're afraid you're going to swallow it. So even though it's eitz ba'alma, still, there's some sort of tom to it, and that's what you're going to swallow, and that would be prohibited. So therefore, one should not put anything in their mouth, they shouldn't wash their mouth out, anything like that, that should not be done, says the Mechaber. Siv Zayin, ava achal alei gefan kanim pater. Something which is completely wood and has no taste, so that you're putter if you eat that. But this certain type of wood which really does have a taste, so that would not be allowed. Sivches, kas pilpilei zangvila, im heim yuveshim pater delochazel achilav, im retubim chayiv. So too, in these type of cases, something which is not normally eaten, you're pater on. Again, it's pater, but it should not be dumb. Something which is normally eaten, then you're chayiv on. So the way this comes up with something which is not real achila is by pills. What if someone needs to take a pill? They're a cholish aimbo sakana. They're not in danger of death, but it's a pill that they should take for their health purposes. So Rav Moshe writes that it's mutter to take a pill which is inedible on Yom Kippur, since the pill is ein ruy l'achila, and it's only aser midrabanan, as we saw, and it's lo kederech achila, you're going to swallow it without water, etc. So all of these things combined. For a chola, we're going to be mekel. The Orlitzian says that if you're not able to eat it, to swallow it without water, you can even put some bitter-tasting stuff into water and swallow it with that. And Rav Yashiv says that as well, that if you can't swallow without water, you could take some sort of bitter material and put that in, such as putting soap or something like that into the water, which is not dangerous to your health, but it'll just make it bitter, so you can swallow that, and that would help as well.